Hello.
Hi. Oh my god. I'm Savannah.
I'm Delaney. We're struggling today already.
And this is The Crime Chronicles.
Woo-woo.
Episode 9.
Is that my new thing now? Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this, I believe, is episode 9.
So, yeah.
It might be kind of... Today's been a day.
Just before this, we were trying to figure out... There's a case that... A Jane Doe just got identified.
And we can't remember what it is.
And I saw it on Instagram this morning, and I cannot remember it, and we couldn't find it anywhere.
So we're just, like, having a day today.
But, like, it's been a while since she was, like, found.
So we wanted to talk about it, but it's, like...
I don't remember what it was called, though.
Yeah, we're just...
I know it was a Jane Doe got identified, and I saw it this morning, but I could not figure it out.
If you guys know what we're talking about, and just, like... have it more together than us and actually remember the name.
If you actually remember or see it, just let us know.
Because we do want to talk about it or post about it.
Or just, like, know about it. Yeah. Because I saw it this morning and I can't find it. But, and then also the Melissa Lucio case is ongoing.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard of this one, which is
she is currently on death row for... She's convicted of murdering her child, but she has stated her innocence multiple times in the Innocence Project. If you don't follow them on Instagram, go follow them on Instagram.
Yes, please do.
And go find out more about, her story and stuff, but, like, they're working to get her off of death row because her execution is soon for something that she didn't do.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you don't go follow the Innocence Project, they're really cool. They do a lot of work to get innocent death row inmates off of death row.
Which is sick. Yeah. And we need more of
that. Yep. Because there's been so many unlawful executions.
Like, yes.
Or not unlawful, I guess. But like,
unjust.
Unjust. Yeah. I don't know why I said unlawful.
We've been having an entire week. It's only Thursday. It feels like it's a Monday. It's terrible.
When we release this, it should be Friday, so...
Yes.
Yay, happy Friday.
Woo! It's also kind of been, like, 2 weeks since we posted the last episode.
Sorry. We're trying to work on...
Scheduling.
Yeah. Our plan right now is to maybe record on Tuesdays. But like, every Tuesday this whole month has been... We're doing something. Like, next Tuesday, we're going to team dinner and, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
like,
much stuff going on.
Because we were like, well, we're both free Tuesdays, and then, like... Everything in our life was like, yes, Tuesday.
Immediately, we were not free on Tuesdays.
It was a problem. And then we've both been, like, a little ill.
Mm-hmm. Allergy season.
Yeah.
We're coming out of cold and flu season. You know the deal.
And, like, I'm having hip issues, and, like, I have a doctor's appointment next Tuesday, and the team,
there's so much stuff going on.
It's a whole thing. So,
excuse us if we're a bit frazzled, but
we're here. I have a case that I I didn't hear about it. Like, before I started researching it, I hadn't heard about it.
And I know the name of it, but I have, like, from Delaney, but I haven't heard anything else about it. So, everything about this will be completely genuine because I have no idea what's going on.
I was gonna tell her kind of like the premises, and I was even actually gonna make a connection to something Savannah, like, just said. But now I'm not going to because I genuinely want to see her reaction because this is one of the most bizarre cases I have ever heard about. Because I was scrolling on TikTok, as one does.
As one does.
And I get a lot of true crime things on there just because it's me.
As one does.
And I always save them because I'm like, an idea for a case. And, like, a trend that was going around on that side of TikTok recently was, like, me being a huge true crime person and thinking a case would never get to me, and then they'd, like, put the name of a case that got to them, and this was one of them, and I was like, I'm gonna look it up because, like, I hadn't heard about it, and I looked it up, and the first headline I saw, my jaw just dropped.
Yeah.
It was insane.
So, I like how we're not talking about the case, but they definitely know what it is from the title.
Yeah, so
Megan Huntsman,
the case of
you
Megan
all
Huntsman.
Already know that, but...
I did put out a poll, and this was one of the ones on there, and according to the poll, right now I should be doing Catherine Knight, and she's more well-known.
Was that how it turned out?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
everyone...
I decided that I was gonna override that, because this case is just wild.
You're greater than the poll.
I am.
You have more power than the poll.
Yeah. So, that one will be coming out. I don't know if I'm going to do it as my next case, because that one will most likely be a two-parter. Mm-hmm. But it will be coming out shortly. So, yeah. If you wanted that.
Yeah. And later. Then, if you guys haven't picked... I realize we kind of never explained, like, how this works. So, every other episode... So, like... We just go on and off from, like, us presenting cases to the other person. So, like, because Delaney's presenting a case this week and I'm reacting to it, next week I'll present a case and Delaney will react to it.
Exactly.
I realize that we kind of, like, never explained how that works.
We were just kind of like, so, case.
So.
But yeah,
that is how that works. So, every other week Delaney will present and every other week I will present.
Yep. And, yeah.
That's why we say it's one of, like... It's one of my cases, or one of Delaney's cases.
So, like, it's our podcast, but we alternate, so we aren't both doing research, like, all the time.
Exactly.
It also makes it more fun, because then when a person doesn't know the case, they're like, oh my god, holy shit. And they're just, like, absolutely rocked. So, this is one of those cases. I do have to say that my layout today is going to be different than some of my previous ones, whereas I'm not going to start off chronologically. And also... Normally throughout a case, like, we'll probably do a bit of it, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna probably shut some of the discussion down because I want to save a lot of the discussion on the part of the case that we can discuss for the end when you really get a look at something. It has to do with psychology towards the end.
Yeah.
So it's a little interesting. Different I'm excited layout, for that now. And it will be interesting, I believe.
But so, yeah. Okay.
This is the case of Megan Huntsman. And to start out, I'm going to start out towards the end and then I'm going to jump back. So, in April of 2014, many Americans woke to haunting headlines reading something along the lines of, are you ready?
I'm so nervous.
Utah woman arrested on suspicion of killing 6 infants.
Whoa.
Or, Utah mother arrested for murdering infants.
Just a ton of them?
Just wait.
Damn.
This woman was Megan Huntsman. And the infants that were found were her children.
6?
You'll see.
Holy shit.
Now I'm gonna go back.
6?
Just wait.
There's probably more than that, isn't there?
Just wait. Okay. So, now to backtrack. I'm giving you a little cliffhanger moment.
Thank you for
that. You're so welcome. So, Megan Huntsman was born February 27th, 1975, to Blaine and Joyce Huntsman. She grew up in a
house. Blaine's a cool name. Sorry. I just needed to say that Blaine.
Blaine.
Yo.
Same mind. Okay. So she grew up in a heavily religious Mormon family in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Well, that always fucks with you.
Yeah. However, except, like, everything that I found on this case gave no indication that her future crimes were driven by, like, religion or any religious trauma.
Oh, interesting.
I think that... There's something I'm going to talk about that, like, the Mormonism could play into it, but everything she did didn't have to do with religion.
It didn't really factor in. No, that's interesting, because normally it does.
Normally does, so when I saw, like, religious Mormon, I was like, oh, and then I was like, what?
What?
Like, this case is just weird.
Okay.
So, in fact, like, from everything that I could tell, most of her childhood was relatively normal. Obviously, like, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. No one ever, like... could fully know unless you're the one in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be something there, but in my opinion, from everything I've seen, her actions weren't driven by her childhood.
Okay.
It was more driven by her nature, which you'll see.
Okay.
So in her childhood, she was described as her mother, by her mother. She's described by her mother as petite and quiet. Her quiet nature throughout her life turned her into a reserved and deeply mistrusting person. She had a good group of friends, but she lacked confidence and was very, very, very private and introverted to the extreme. She would, like, hardly ever tell anyone anything, keeping, like, the most intimate parts of her life to herself, but also, like, just these small things that, like, you would share with a friend. She wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
So she kept secrets no matter how big or small, like, her life depended on it. Like, there are things about her that we will never know.
Because she would just won't say it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And you'll see that this aspect of her pathology actually plays, like, a huge part in the crimes that she commits later.
Interesting. Okay.
So, she went about her life, and then in high school, Megan met Darren West. Darren was a few years older than Megan. I couldn't find their age gap anywhere, which was a little weird, but there isn't also a ton of information on this case. Like, you can find it, but some of, like, the more detailed parts of it just aren't covered.
Like, it's more obscure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Darren was this loner kid in high school who was kind of, like, the bad boy figure, and he always party, and Megan was really attracted to this in him.
Mm-hmm.
So then they started this high school romance.
Okay.
It was very, very intense and serious right away, and then by the time Megan graduated, Darren was already in college. So, okay. Once Megan graduated, she graduated at 18, Darren proposed.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yeah. Right off the bat,
they're engaged, they're gonna get married. At the time of the proposal, like I said, Megan was 18, so I assume that Darren was about, like, 20 or 21.
Somewhere
in there.
College age.
Like, it wasn't a huge gap that you would be like, that's Whoa. A little, like, sketchy. It would be more like...
Like, she just graduated and he was 50. Like, it's not like that.
It's not like that. So, although she was young, everything in Megan's life seemed, like, relatively normal. However, she was keeping one huge secret from everyone in her life.
Megan... Was she pregnant?
Yeah. Megan Huntsman was pregnant with Darren's baby, and no one knew.
Damn. She really...
Yeah. So, her parents didn't know, her friends didn't know, not even Darren knew.
Was this before or after they got engaged?
I couldn't tell. I think it was... after they got engaged, because it's not like she told Darren and then he proposed. He proposed and no one knew she was pregnant.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
So, she kept this pregnancy hidden for all 9 months.
Holy shit!
So, you'll see that throughout this case. Like, some women, like, don't show their pregnancies. In fact, some women don't even know they're pregnant until they give birth.
Yeah, that's... Which is so crazy to me.
It's insane.
Like, how do you just one day just have a baby and you're like, damn.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like, I was just going to take a shit, guys. Like, but Megan Huntsman was one of these people who could hide a pregnancy really well.
Well, it's interesting because her mom also said she was petite. And, like, on a petite person, like, normally... You can kind of tell.
She kind of also wore really baggy clothes throughout her life, so this probably helped her in that way. But she hid this pregnancy from everyone, even the dad, for all 9 months. And she carried the baby to full term.
Okay.
She only told Darren about the baby, like, a week or so before giving birth.
And he didn't notice?
So, like, imagine, like, your girlfriend walking up to you and being like, so, I'm pregnant? And you're like, oh, damn.
Oh,
like,
shit. Like, whoa, that's crazy.
How far along? 9 months?
Well, I'm actually due tomorrow, so...
Like, I feel so bad for this guy, because he was probably like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then, she didn't even go to a hospital when it was time to give birth.
She have a home birth?
Yeah.
So, but, like, not midwife-assisted? Just...
Nope.
Damn.
So, okay. At 18, she was getting ready to have her first child. She just kind of went, oh, guess it's time. Went to the bathroom and gave birth in her tub. Alone.
Damn.
There's nothing to say Darren was in the room, and considering some of the future things that she'll do, it's highly unlikely that he was there. She gave birth to a daughter, who I will not name out of respect for the children.
Okay.
But also, like, I can't find her name, which is...
So it wasn't good. Even gonna happen to begin with, yeah.
And then following this birth, Darren and Megan decided to move into a new home that was given to them by Darren's parents.
Okay.
That becomes important later on. And then they just went on as normal. So
they just, like, were engaged, but now they have a kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were a newly found family of three. And then it wasn't long after they move in to this new home that Megan falls pregnant again.
Holy shit.
And doesn't tell anyone.
God, girl!
She didn't even inform Darren of the baby until after she had given birth.
Jesus! Can you imagine just going, hey, here's another!
Yeah. I literally wrote that into the notes right below what I just said. I was like, imagine walking into your home and there just suddenly being another child. Like, a whole ass kid just...
Are we babysitting? Here's another one!
No, literally.
Just popped it out this morning.
And in this case, she
freshly baked.
Yeah, literally. And in this case, she did the same thing. She went upstairs to the bathroom and gave birth in the tub. Just no biggie.
Damn, girl. She must have been, like, real fucking tough.
I know.
Giving birth is hard.
It literally
is. I mean, not like I would know, but, like...
You're, like, speaking from experience.
But, so, like, you know, from what I've heard, it ain't easy.
Yeah.
No. You can't just go in a tub and
it's comes like, right out. It's not like you're like, that was like...
That was fun.
I'll do it again tomorrow.
On to the next.
Yeah. So, now they have two kids. They're, like, young adults. They're not that old.
Yeah.
And
well, the first one she had when she was 18.
This and one wasn't long after, so she was...
She probably gave birth when she was 19.
19. Yeah. Yep.
Damn. Okay.
So, life continued on after their second daughter. They were a newfound family of four, so Megan and Darren both got jobs to support this family. Okay. So, Megan started cleaning some houses, and Darren went into construction. Okay. However, this all started to change really, really soon.
Uh-oh.
Darren would still go out partying, despite the fact that he was an adult, and because he had been that kind of, like, on that party scene for a long time, this led to heavy drug use.
And
because
he's older than her, too, like, you need to be a little more responsible, sir.
Yeah. So he started heavily using drugs, and he took this to the extreme and brought it home to Megan as well. So they both started using crystal meth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Okay.
It's not even like they're just doing, like, a little bit of weed or something. It's like they're doing crystal meth, and they have two young children.
That's, like, heavy. Real right in your face.
It really, because crystal meth is such an extreme drug, it wasn't long until they both developed an extreme long-term addiction to this drug.
That makes sense, yeah.
The addiction, my voice just, like, skipped. The addiction was so severe that they were spending hundreds of dollars daily in order to get meth.
Damn.
And that obviously eventually led to the loss of their jobs, because you can't just be using crystal meth and like, keep a job.
Be normal, too. Yeah. So, it's pretty hard to just act normal when you're meth.
They were like...
Again, not speaking from experience, but...
You're like, guys, I know what this is like.
I know from personal experience.
That's what it sounds like right now.
Pretty much.
So... Obviously, they couldn't support this, like, $100 spending daily get meth.
It's not very sustainable.
So, Darren started to manufacture his own meth to constantly have a source of this drug for him and Megan, but also to, like, gain money.
He's, like... continue it. Okay, so he's, like, in it.
So, he's in the drug scene. It's not just, like, he's kind of the... So
I'll try a pill. It's
yeah,
like,
it's, like, they
I am making meth in my house because I want it and
not
money.
To mention the fact that at this time, they have, like... a baby and, like, a daughter who's maybe 9 months.
That's maybe still a baby. A that's
like, that's insane.
A newborn and an even new
newer born. Yeah, so they still had these two daughters who fell to the wayside and were most definitely neglected.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so when they were on drugs, Megan and Darren were really aggressive with each other, too, and they would fight all the time.
Yeah, bad recipe. Really.
Yeah, it's really, this, like, the home life within this family is not good.
Yeah, it's almost up.
It is thought, although it's, like, never been confirmed by Megan because she doesn't tell people anything.
Of course.
It was thought that she was also being abused, as she would consistently be seen with, like, black eyes and bruises that couldn't be explained.
Well, I'm sure if, like, he's already
aggressive,
high on meth, and then they're already, like, being...
Aggressive
towards each other. Like, I'm sure that's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm. Nothing was reported, like, as far as physical abuse towards the kids. However, like, we never really know what they went through. Because,
again,
closed doors.
There's no shit that's being talked about.
Okay. Yeah. And also, the environment they were in and being raised in was already horrible enough. And that's already abuse in and of itself.
Well, yeah.
Like, growing up in a house that's involved heavily with drugs and
like both,
domestic abuse.
Both of your parents are heavy drug users.
Like,
and
that's
like,
not a stable home life.
Involved in the drug business.
Yeah.
And then, like, already, you know, abusing each other, if not the children. Like,
it's, like, not a good situation.
Yeah.
Over time, this drug use just continued, and Megan's mental and physical health began to decline as a result, because crystal meth is not something you just, like...
Casually
take without any side effects.
Yeah.
So she began to suffer from severe anxiety, depression, and paranoia, which definitely did not help her, like, secretiveness and, like, unwillingness to talk.
Well, if she's already, like, has some mental problems, like...
This drug use also started to affect her looks and began to wrinkle her skin, despite the fact that she was only in her early 20s. And this made her look much older. I'm actually going to show you a photo, like, right now.
Oh, she scares me. I really don't like looking at her.
I don't either. I hate it.
That picture, like, really freaked me out.
Just wait.
Oh, I really don't like that. I don't know why that messed me up so bad, yeah. But, like, that made me really uncomfortable.
She also, like, during this height of her drug use, because that photo, you'll learn, has been taken after she's kind of gone past the drugs.
Oh, my God. That makes me so uncomfortable. I don't know why.
So, her skin was sagging, and she was losing hair, so her hair was super thin.
Yeah, because crystal meth will fuck you up. We will post all the pictures we talk about on our Instagram.
And also, this
Be warned, because that's scary, low-key.
This is Darren.
See, like, he doesn't make me upset. She does. She freaks me out.
By all accounts, Darren is not a good person.
Definitely not.
Like,
no.
Definitely not. But you will see that you kind of, like, are like, oh, with Megan, and you're just kind of like, Darren? Darren's there. He's chill.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's just there.
Because, like, in comparison to Megan.
I think maybe her
Megan,
eyes freaked me out.
Maybe.
Because I looked at her eyes, and I'm not like it.
She also kind of looks, like, really wild in that photo.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully she doesn't look like that on a day-to-day basis, because that really scared me.
Yeah. So then, to start getting into the case, because this is the part where it gets even more fucked up.
Okay.
So. It goes, like, I don't know what you're expecting. But just wait.
Based on the teaser, I think I know what to expect, but I probably don't.
You don't.
Yeah.
So now it's 1996, and Megan becomes pregnant again.
This is the third time. Okay.
Still not telling anyone, despite the fact that she was on a lot of meth, and that could carry complications for the pregnancy.
Well, yeah. It's like fetal alcohol syndrome and drug use while you're pregnant is not...
However...
That's not good.
Despite all of this... She was able to carry this pregnancy full term without anyone knowing and without any complications.
Jesus, girl. How did she do that?
I don't know. And so she carried this baby full term. No one knew. She didn't have any complications that made her need to go to the hospital. And so she just, like, climbed the stairs to her bathtub and she gave birth again.
Girl.
She's just like, oh, time to have a baby.
Number three. Coming right up.
Literally. And so, this time, she kind of did something different.
Oh, no.
So, this is when you see...
How many trigger warnings do we need to put in?
A lot. If you...
I mean, like, if you've got...
If you've got
trigger warning for overall violence, probably, like, child death, right?
Yes.
And, like...
Especially when it comes to infants. Like,
yeah.
If you can't handle that, like... Go away now. Go away.
Go, yeah.
Come back later.
It's
you don't want to listen.
Or maybe
to
just
this.
Don't come back. Maybe
also,
this
if
like...
the idea of like decaying corpses bothers you, go away. Too. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is a true crime podcast.
It is. So sometime during or after the birth, Megan came to the decision that she did not want this new baby, and so once the baby was born, she pressed her thumbs down onto the baby's neck and choked it until it was lifeless.
Holy shit.
Hence murdering her newborn.
She was just like, damn, not feeling this one.
So,
and then just
yep,
fucking
murdered it.
Damn, okay.
Then she wrapped the body in towels, put the body in, wrapped it in some trash bags.
Jesus.
Wrapped this all up with black electrical tape and placed the body in a box.
She like low-key mummified it.
Yeah. Then this is the part that like, I don't know how she got away with this for so long. Because then she took this box and hid it in the garage next to the Christmas ornaments.
She just, like, put it in there?
Yeah. So she took this box, put it in, like, this corner of her garage by a Christmas decoration, like, storage area. Just
girl,
there.
What you doing? This girl crazy. Okay.
And then after this was done, she cleaned herself up and just went on. That's it.
I don't understand because, like, after, again, not speaking from experience, but, like, I know some stuff about this. Like, after you give birth, like, stuff happens after.
Yeah.
Because normally you have, like...
Afterbirth and stuff, too.
Well, that. And then also, like, once you have your baby... Like, you, like,
there
you're, like,
are physical
things. Yeah, like, you're lactating and, like,
she just
went on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this went undetected by everyone in the home. even Darren. And everyone on the outside, too.
Well, he was also on meth, so we probably didn't notice much of anything.
And he does say that later, like, when he gives a statement. He's like, I don't really, like, I wasn't really there. I was like,
whoosh. Well, yeah, you were out doing meth. That makes sense.
But also, it's crazy because not long after this, Megan falls pregnant again.
Damn. Okay, girl.
And she does the same thing. She hides her pregnancy for all 9 months. She gives birth upstairs, murders the newborn, hides the body, and goes about life as normal.
Why would you just...
She puts it in another box, by the way.
Why would you carry it full term if you know you don't want it?
That is what we're going to discuss later.
So just or, wait. Like, maybe she...
You'll see.
Think she does, and then when she actually gives birth, she doesn't.
Okay, you're going to see an inconsistency somewhere along the line where you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Okay.
So,
just because, like, the whole, like, reasoning behind it is interesting.
So, this second birth and then murder is when it becomes clear that this is, like, a pattern. And it's not just, like, a act of violence due to the drug abuse in her life.
Well, yeah, because, like, the first one, I'm not saying I understand, but, like, it makes more sense to me because, like, she's just all of a sudden, like, you know, for the first time, because she already had two other kids. She's like, I really don't want this. And then, like, you know, obviously it's not good.
And when you're on meth, you're not in a right state of mind.
So, like, it makes more sense to me why she did that one. But, like, then getting pregnant again and carrying it full term again.
And then doing the exact same thing. It wasn't even a different manner of death. She also strangled this baby.
That's so weird.
And then it also shows that she doesn't really show any remorse for any of this.
Okay. I mean, based on what I know about her, that makes sense.
Yeah. So then, over the next 10 years of her life,
holy shit,
between ages 21 and 31, Megan continues to fall pregnant regularly, and whenever she does the exact same thing over and over again.
Girl, what are you doing?
And literally no one knew.
That's what's weird to me.
There were,
is like, she just, like, kept doing it, and, like, no one noticed. Because, like, no one was like, she looks like she's pregnant, or, like,
just,
that's so weird.
So, Megan was really good at hiding this from everyone.
I mean, clearly.
And it's, like, insane to me. And there were a few instances when neighbors would become, like, suspicious of a pregnancy, where they'd be like, oh, like, do you think Megan's pregnant? Like, are they gonna have another kid?
Yeah.
But then a baby wouldn't ever show up, and no hospital trips were ever taken, so they just kind of, like, assumed they were wrong.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, I guess not.
Oh, well, because, like, you know, you do that sometimes, where you're like, they look pregnant, do you think they're pregnant? And then they're just not.
And yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an honest mistake.
And this is something that would happen, just, like, regularly.
Sometimes.
To make things even worse, there were a couple pregnancies where Megan gave birth while they had company over at the house.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So,
she's like, hey guys, BRB, gonna go to the bathroom.
Is, like, there's a
and then just fucking had a child, killed it, and then just went back downstairs. Jesus.
Like, one of these births happened while Darren's brother and sister-in-law were in their living room watching TV with Darren and Megan in the room. Then Megan got up, was like, oh, I'm not feeling too well, I'm gonna go take a quick bath and go to bed early. Then she went upstairs, gave birth in the tub. Murdered her newborn, hid the body, cleaned herself up, all while they were downstairs in her own home.
That's literally insane to me.
There were also, like, a few times where Darren questioned Megan and asked her, like, hey, are you pregnant? But she would either just kind of, like, brush him off and be like, no, like, I'm not, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or she'd tell him about the pregnancy. She'd, like, admit to it, and she'd be like, yeah, I am, but I had a miscarriage.
Oh, she just, like, fucking lied about that?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, she's like...
So she was wild, and
to say the least.
She, like, this case is so unlike anything else.
Yeah.
So she's doing this throughout a period of 10 years, but there was one inconsistency about 4 years in.
Okay.
So she was really, really consistent with this pattern.
And she didn't have a baby every single year, did she?
Well... We'll get to it, because...
Oh, okay.
You'll see that Megan was so fucked up at the time, like, meth-wise, that we know how many we know for sure she had, because there's evidence.
Like, confirmed.
But she's like, I thought there were more.
Oh. So there could be more than what we know of. Okay.
So, in the year 2000, so 4 years in, She fell pregnant once again to Darren, and this time she wasn't able to hide the pregnancy. Okay. So, for whatever reason, she was just showing more, and Darren found out, and people kind of, like, in their life found out.
Yeah.
So, when the time came to give birth, she had her daughter upstairs in the tub, but her and Darren kept this baby.
That's so weird.
And
do you think it's just because, like, everyone knew?
It's, like, it's never been confirmed, so by a legal standpoint, or by, like, a concrete standpoint, it isn't known why she kept this baby, but in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinions based on her pathology, she only did this because too many people knew.
Well, I was gonna say, like, if she told Darren about some of the other ones, and then, like, said she had a miscarriage, I don't understand why she couldn't have done it this time, but maybe because it was, like, not just him.
Yeah.
That found out she kept it.
I think.
But, like, it's still just as easy to lie about it if that worked for you last time, like.
So, we don't know why she, like, spared this baby in a way, but, like, could you imagine being this kid?
And being, like, could have so easily been me.
No, because, like, the first two, like, were before everything started. And they were, like, her children, and not to say that her third daughter isn't her child, but she very much was. But it's like being born in the midst of that pattern is just so bizarre.
Yeah.
And it would be so hard to deal with, especially as it comes out later.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
So this pregnancy was also healthy, despite the fact that she was still using drugs.
Avid meth user, yeah.
Yeah. So, but despite keeping this baby, like, after having this baby within the fourth year, she kept following the same pattern in the following six.
Damn.
So, when she would fall pregnant, she'd carry it full term, hide it, kill the baby. And so, boxes in their garage were piling up.
And, like, didn't
know.
Darren was like, why are all the boxes in the garage? And she was like, I don't know.
Ornaments.
Ornaments. Don't look in there, though. They're my special ornaments.
Like, it's crazy. And also, something with, like, decomposition is that it has a smell.
Well, also, like, this is kind of a very morbid question, but, like, did she, like, clean the babies up too? Because, like, when a baby's born, it has shit all over it.
Like, we don't know, because when she confesses, she doesn't really say much.
Like, if she doesn't clean the baby up, like, first of all, that's, like, you know, a whole child that's, like, you know, human. But then also it's covered in other organic matter because, you know, it just got born.
You will see that I think part of it was because she wrapped these babies in towels, then would wrap them in plastic, and then would,
like, it was
put
so
them
tight.
In a box
with
electrical tape, and then, like, electrical tape most of the boxes,
well,
too.
And also because they were, like, just born, they were, like, small. Like, because, you know, like, a whole adult human is a lot bigger
different.
Than a newborn, yeah.
However, like, no one found out, so.
That's
just
so crazy.
Kept going for the next 6 years.
As you do.
During this time, there was only one stillbirth. So there was, like, a baby that, likely due to the drug abuse, she was stillborn.
Yeah.
Like, this baby was. However, considering all of her previous behaviors, it's likely that even if this baby wasn't stillborn, it would have
been killed.
Yeah. So then we're going to get into the last few years of, like, this pattern, but also, like, leading up to sentencing and stuff. So, in these 10 years, she gave birth to and killed at least 7 of her own babies.
Jeez.
And I say 7 at least because we do not know if that number is accurate.
Okay.
Megan lost count of how many times she gave birth and murdered her own children in these 10 years.
I mean, because realistically, it could be like up to probably 11.
Yeah.
Because if it's, you know, a pregnancy.
9 months, then.
And then also, like, sometimes you give birth early, or, like.
Yeah.
It could have realistically been, like, 11 or 12 if she had had one every single year.
So we just, like, we know concretely that there were at least 7.
Damn.
And then other than that.
We don't know.
We don't know. So.
So 7 is the amount that were, like, found?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll talk about that later. So now we reach 2006, and some things in her life begin to change. So this is the end of the 10 years, 2006. Yeah. In 2006, Darren is arrested for his involvement in producing and selling drugs.
Yep.
Because crystal meth is not legal, Didn't know you knew that.
Generally not smiled upon by the law.
So then the DEA came in and arrested Darren and searched the home.
And still didn't find...
And they
find...
didn't find the boxes.
I...
The boxes weren't even, like, buried. They were piled in a garage.
Like, they were there.
And these were DEA agents. They weren't just, like, general police. They were DEA.
Like, it was, like, specialized.
How did they not, like, do their job?
Or, like, search the home. Did you look?
Yup,
totally. Let's just say we searched it.
Like, I guess, kind of, like, we found drugs.
Well, even if, like, because it's a drug arrest, that's also different. Because, like, you're supposed to, like, look and see how many drugs they have in their house.
Like, also, these boxes don't, like, look like they're in place. It's, like, they're wrapped in black electrical tape.
Yeah.
Like, they look out of place.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's so crazy.
So, when Darren was sent to prison...
Try again.
When Darren was sent to prison, this prevented Megan from falling pregnant because Darren was the father to all of Megan's pregnancies. So, like, she never cheated on him.
Damn.
These were all of his children.
I'm not saying that's, like, impressive, but that's, like...
It's, like, a little shocking. Like, considering drugs and stuff.
But... Well, just because, like... She just seems like... I don't know how to put that into words.
Yeah, I watched her, like, the wheels were turning.
Well, because before I didn't say this, but I, like, thought I was, like, well, she probably, like, got pregnant from, like, other people, too. Nope. Like, she just probably, like...
It was all Darren.
Jesus.
Isn't that insane?
Damn, they must have both been, like, hella fertile.
I know.
They must have both been, like, you know, just pumping it out all the time.
Literally. And then, also, during this time, she lost her access to meth because Darren was her supplier.
Well, yeah.
And so when he was sent to prison, this broke the cycle of her drug abuse, and she started to use less and less drugs. However, during this time, she was still heavily abusing alcohol.
Yeah.
Because generally, drugs and alcohol go hand in hand.
Yeah. It's not that you can't have one without the other, but generally they're...
Like, generally they're together. From this moment on, she lives a relatively normal life. And still, no one knew about her actions.
And I mean, now, obviously, she can't, like... do this cycle anymore because she doesn't have Darren and she, like, can't get pregnant by him.
But, so... She just keeps going.
That was fun, guys. Anyway.
Yeah. So, now to bring back a kind of small point from the beginning. So, remember how Megan and her family are living in a home owned by Darren's parents?
Yeah.
Well, now, Darren isn't there.
His parents, like, just take the house?
So, no.
That would be so funny.
His parents make a deal with Megan. Just somehow worse.
What kind of deal?
They were like, hey, we know Darren's in prison and we know you're married to him. So if you stay faithful to him while he's in prison, you can live in the house. Like, we're fine with that.
Well, yeah. That makes sense.
But if they find out that any of that changes, then they're gonna kick her out.
Okay.
So over the next 5 years, Megan did stay faithful and nothing changed.
Okay.
So now it's been 5 years since her last pregnancy, as far as we know, and it's 2011.
Yeah.
Megan is now 36, and her daughters are 18, 17, and 11.
Damn.
Around this time, she began a relationship with a man named Jimmy Brady.
Okay.
She tried to keep this relationship a secret because,
well, because the faithful thing, and you want to keep your house.
And also, she just, like, doesn't tell people things. But
well, that makes, yeah.
This is the one thing that they found out about. Like...
An affair is not as bad as, like, killing seven kids.
So, like, how? Actually? So, Darren's parents did find out, and she was told to move out. The three daughters, however, were still able to live in the home, because the parents were like, well, they're our grandchildren, we can't really kick them to the street.
Yeah.
And so, the girl's aunt, on their, I believe their dad's side, moved in to be their guardian, because obviously the oldest one was only 18.
18. I mean, like, she was, like, a legal adult, but other
it's,
two.
Like, she shouldn't be responsible for raising two kids.
Yeah.
So, Megan still kept in contact with them and saw them regularly, but she then moves in with Jimmy. So, she's not living with them, but they still have this connection.
Yeah.
Overall, after this point, everything seems great. Megan actually had a healthy relationship with Jimmy, and it was a lot better than whatever she was in with Darren.
Okay, that's kind of also surprising.
I know, it's really weird. And the girls were also doing really well, living with their aunt, and their relationship with their mom, as far as I can tell, stayed the same.
Well, because, like, I mean, I guess they didn't grow up with, like, traditionally, like, very good parents.
No.
But, like, they still have, like, a relationship with their mom.
So. Exactly. So, that's it. She's just, like, living her life, and still no one knows about the boxes.
And they're still in that house?
They're still in the garage, still in that house.
No one ever walk in the garage and like, it kind of smells bad in here.
Nope.
That's so crazy.
So then, after 2 years, Megan falls pregnant to Jimmy.
After 2 years? That's interesting. It'd I know. Longer.
But, so, like, my first thought to hearing this was, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But Megan was different. She broke the pattern. She tells Jimmy about the pregnancy right away. Like, she learns she's pregnant and is like, hey, Jimmy, I'm pregnant.
Well, that's even different than, like...
Like, the baby...
Like, the two alive... Like, the very first ones that she had and, like...
And she planned on keeping the baby. Like, damn. As far as we can tell.
What the fuck?
But then, Megan has a miscarriage. And it's like, there's no evidence to say that it wasn't a miscarriage.
Yeah.
But it kind of creates a little doubt as to whether or not it was.
Well, I mean, obviously, because, like, the pattern beforehand.
Yes.
But it's just interesting that she, like, told, like, so quickly.
Yeah. It's her behavior just, like
switched so quick.
It was such a switch right away. So there's no proof that this baby was killed. Like,
yeah.
There hasn't been a corpse found or anything.
Yeah.
But it's, like...
proved beyond reasonable doubt that it was a miscarriage.
Yes, exactly. But, like, we just don't know.
Okay.
For, like...
For sure.
Yes. So now we're in 2014, and Darren is released from prison after serving 8 of the 12 years he was sentenced to.
Okay. You get out on parole, or, like,
what? I don't... It didn't really say. I assume it was likely not on parole because he does go back to the house.
Like, good behavior?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he returns to the family home where his 3 daughters are living and decides that he wants to turn over a new leaf. Which, like, good for him.
Yeah.
He decides...
What is with both of their behavior being all, like...
All over the place? It could be largely due to the drugs, but...
Mm. Well, yeah, because if they both have their...
But you'll see. He decides that the best way to kind of turn over this new leaf is to do some harmless spring cleaning.
Ooh. I swear I thought you were going to say weed. Harmless weed, that's what I thought you were going to say.
No.
And then you said spring cleaning and looked at me weird, and I went, oh.
So, on April 12th, he sets about cleaning his home.
How nice.
He's just having a good time, clearing out some boxes in the garage.
That's so nice. That's so fun. I think maybe we should stop here. I think maybe that's good.
But then, he finds some boxes that look a little out of place.
Some random little boxes.
They're wrapped in electrical tape.
Okay.
And so he's like, what are these? So unsuspectingly, he begins to sort through these boxes, and this is when he discovers what Megan had done.
Did he, like,
he
know right away?
Because he opens the box and is absolutely horrified because he opens it to the remains of a tiny newborn baby.
Okay. I want to analyze this, because how realistic is that, though? Because if he had been in prison for 8 years, like, decomp after 8 years is, like,
that's
nothing.
Why my... Okay, because I was looking for photos to show you, and I looked up Megan Huntsman, and I found a photo, and I can't tell if it's staged or not. So I'm going to show it to you.
Jesus.
Just as a warning. It, not really. It's like, that's why I think it might be staged, but I can't tell.
No. Nope.
I don't think it's staged.
There's, it. You think it is staged, or you don't think it is staged?
No, I don't. Because at first I was like, oh my god, like, I can't tell.
Do you think it's real or fake, is what you're saying?
I don't believe that it's an actual crime scene photo based on the nature of,
that's
like,
fake.
What it looks like.
But
I believe it's a recreation of, like, how she wrapped the baby.
I'm sure maybe the wrappings, but, like...
Yeah.
The picture she just showed me was...
Definitely
a fake. Baby in a box.
But it's, like...
it looked very... It also looks like a baby doll, but, like...
Yeah.
It... That thing had not been in there for 8 years.
No. So, like, it... We are never really given many details about what the stages of decomposition were like. However,
well, because if it's over a period of 10 years, there's also, like,
you do have
levels.
To remember that she wrapped these babies in a ton of stuff, so virtually mummifying them.
I know, but, like, still after 8 years, I can't imagine he was, like, I mean, he must have figured it out after a while, but I don't think he was immediately like, wow, a baby.
It wasn't like he opened it and was like, oh my god.
A child.
No, like, but he probably, like, inspected it and then was like, holy shit.
This is a, yeah. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So, just because I was like, that doesn't make no sense.
So then, once he kind of came to this conclusion, he calls the police. He's like, so I found this.
Hey guys.
Help.
This is crazy, y'all.
And then, once he hangs up with the police, he also calls Megan in order to confront her.
Why? You are so stupid.
I know,
you can't call... You're like, hey, I found a bunch of bodies. I should call the girl who I think did it.
No, but he calls her.
Girl, what you doing?
And is virtually like, yo, what the fuck?
I mean, as you would, yeah.
And she makes up some bullshit story about having a stillborn and panicking and not knowing what to do.
Did he know that... Did he think there was just one?
It doesn't say.
Okay. Because if he thought it was just one, it makes sense why she would say that, but if he was like, hey, I found literally 7 of these,
well,
what the
like,
fuck?
The boxes were all done in the same way, so I assume he opened this box, what the fuck, and then saw all the other ones
boxes
and went,
like,
shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, a thought process.
And so, Megan is now panicking, because she's like, shit, the police is gonna know, like, they're gonna find everything.
The police is gonna know. That's what you just said.
I know.
The police is
I'm
gonna know.
I'm hoping you skipped over that.
Nope, I thought about skipping over it, and I had to address it.
Okay.
The police is gonna know. Do you think that's
like,
what she said?
No.
Do you think that's what she said? For real. She was just, like, sitting in a room, and then whatever the guy she was dating, he just heard her go, oh, the police is gonna know!
Maybe.
That's
I don't know.
I think that's what happened.
Okay. So,
canon.
She's freaking out about this, and she turns to Jimmy and is like, I want a gun. Like, give me a gun.
Oh my god. Okay. Can you imagine your significant other just being like, give me a gun! Like, no!
And it was likely to end her own life. It was, like, with the intention that she was gonna kill herself.
Yeah.
But he refuses, obviously. Savannah just fixed my hair. And it was really weird. Because she reaches across the space and just goes...
Whoosh. Well, because it was messed up. I had to fix it.
Okay.
It was needed to happen.
So, Megan is kind of, like, freaking out. But, like, obviously Jimmy's not going to give her a gun.
Well, because you can't give a woman who's just like, give me a gun!
A gun.
Like, you don't do that.
Yeah. So
generally not the best move.
Police eventually arrive at... Darren's home and find the bodies of 7 babies, and that's when other officers go over to Megan's current residence to arrest her.
Well, yeah, because, you know, gotta do that.
Gotta do that part. There's evidence to show that one of the babies was indeed stillborn.
Okay.
However, the other 6 were
if she also,
clearly
like,
not.
Strangled, then, like,
yeah,
you can see that. But also the stage of decomp, again, I think is interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, they were, I think, wrapped in a way that prevented them from decomposing to a certain extent. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, there was decomp.
Well,
but
yeah,
because
you
was,
can just have, like, a full...
There was enough of remains left to be able to determine what happened.
Yeah.
So, Megan is sitting here and going, shit, they know everything, so she just kind of confesses.
Yeah.
But all she tells them is that, yeah, I did give birth to those babies and then kill them.
Yeah, did
but
that,
that's
LOL.
Like, all she says. She doesn't go into detail about it. She doesn't really give a reason for why at this point, and she, like, isn't telling anyone anything, despite the fact that, like, the truth is out.
Yeah.
So, in fact, like, so during this confession, she tells them that her memory from this time was a little hazy, but she's sure she, like, I assume that at some point they were like, we found 7, and she was like, I thought there were 8 or 9.
Oh.
So, like, what? I don't...
Is that the meth talking? Or did you
put
some
other
ones somewhere else?
I was like, is this a delusion that was spurred by, like, the drugs and you can't just separate it out from truth and fiction? Or, like, what did you do with the other 2?
Yeah.
Like, 1 or 2.
Or more, even.
Or more.
Because, like...
She was like, no, I'm sure there are, like, 8 or 9.
Because, I mean, like, you know... On meth, your brain isn't normal.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that works.
Like, this
but, like,
part of it is wild to me, because she's like, only 7?
That's weird.
Yeah. So, we don't know how many there are.
Dang.
We just don't know. We know there are at least 7.
I mean, it's just...
It's wild.
It's weird, because, like, she... like, if those, like, were real and she did have another two or, like, one or two or just even more than that, like, where did she put them? Because, like,
yep.
seven, which has to be, like, you know, the majority.
Yeah.
If it was over a 10-year period. Like, where'd she put the other ones?
It's, like, we don't know. And I don't
if
know
she, if they found, like, four and she was like, oh, I thought there were eight, then you're like, where'd you put the other half?
Yeah, it's like... But this is different, so we can't really tell if she's telling the truth on this piece or not.
Yeah.
So all six of the babies who were not the one that was stillborn were determined to have died due to strangulation. And one even had a hair tie wrapped around his neck, which was the manner of strangulation.
Dang.
Like a hair tie.
That's like, so that's weird.
Just odd.
Yeah, it's just...
So now...
Well, it's also, like, so crazy to think that you could, like... kill someone by literally putting a hair tie around their neck.
Because it's such a small human being.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane. So now this is when we get into more of the discussion as to why this happened. And this is the part that's interesting to me. So they were asking Megan for a reason. And the reason that she gave to police for, like, why she did what she did was that she didn't believe that she could give the babies a good life because of, like, the mental illness and the drugs.
So...
Bullshit!
Have a fucking abortion, then.
Yes! Like,
don't carry a child
full term. I'm gonna list the options she had. First of all, like you said, abortion is an option.
Yeah.
It's, like, obviously at 9 months.
That's not... No. Yeah.
But, like, if you knew you were pregnant from the beginning, even if you didn't want to tell anyone, you can go get an abortion. You're a legal adult.
Exactly.
Like, it's fine.
Well, because, like, she never had a child where she was a minor. And, like,
yeah.
There is minor accessible abortion, but it's, like, you know, it has to have, like,
yeah.
There's other factors going into it. But, like, it doesn't make any sense why you would carry that child full term
and then kill it. Well, because, like, I could see why, like, having grown up in a Mormon home, maybe she was against abortion. But considering she was literally murdering these children.
She doesn't care. No.
Like, that's not something that's bothering her.
Clearly.
Second of all, in Utah, there is such thing as the safe haven law.
Yeah.
This law says that anyone can bring a baby to a fire station, hospital, or, like, anything along these lines and drop them off anonymously with no questions asked.
Yeah.
From here, the child would be put into the foster care and adoption system, and, like, the parent wouldn't need to be involved at all.
Yeah.
Like, no questions asked. They just take the baby.
Yeah.
So, if she was against abortion due to her religious background, and she was carrying these pregnancies to 9 months, why not just take advantage of that?
Or, like, even have, like, a full legal adoption process.
And it's, like, if you didn't want to be involved or tell anyone, the safe haven law is such a simple solution.
Yeah.
Thirdly, protection during sex is a thing.
Birth control is a thing.
Plan B is a thing.
I was thinking about that, because, like, she just kept going for 10 years. And, like...
It's, like...
This is obviously going to continue to happen, Megan, so why don't you take some precautions?
Yeah, it's like, I get that you were on drugs, but, like, how hard is it to be like, yo, condoms?
Like, that's not that...
Like, it's not illogical.
And, like, obviously there's always a risk, but, like, the fact that it was, like, so consistent.
Yeah,
so consistent for 10 years means that probably wasn't present at all.
And, like, she had so many options available to her to, like, not have to raise these children on her own. So this... Like, literally makes no sense.
And it's, like, the reason that she gave that I'm sure wasn't the actual reason of, like, she didn't want a child being raised in, like, a home like that makes sense. So why don't you do one of the other options we just listed instead of having the full child and then killing it once it's alive? Like, no.
Yeah, no, literally. It's, like, I don't think that the reason she gave police... was her actual logic reason.
Well, because her actions. And also the fact that she, like, lies all the time. Like, of course that wasn't real. Of course she didn't actually tell the truth about that.
Also, if she didn't want to raise these kids in the home, it also makes no sense because she literally had kids already. She has three of them. She did keep them, and she did raise them in this home around the drug and domestic abuse.
And it's, like, when she had the two others, like, the drug stuff probably wasn't a thing. Yeah.
But, like, one of these was a pregnancy that occurred within the 10 years.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, like, if that was your reasoning for every single one of those kids, why did you have one in the middle that, like, you let live?
You kept.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, obviously she's lying, and I don't think we'll ever really know for sure what was going through her head. Some people have speculated that, like, these murders could have been a result of aggression driven by her addiction to meth at the time. But I believe that her pathology and the organized nature of it all suggests otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, there are cases where someone who's on meth will give birth and then they'll, like, just snap and they'll kill the kid. But it's, like, it's done in a less organized way and in the heat of the moment.
And well, because birth can also be a traumatic thing. And then, like, when you're on drugs and stuff, like, and then you, like, freak out about it, like...
It's different.
I'm sure
but it's like,
something can happen.
It would only happen... It wouldn't be, like, this consistent thing. It would only happen once or twice. And she also wouldn't have, like, the wherewithal to conceal the bodies and the pregnancies from everyone for years.
Well, yeah.
Because it's, like... It's not like she did it in multiple ways over the 10 years. It was consistent, and it was organized.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, creative, like, I'll stab this one.
Also, then, like... in all the cases I could find where it was an infant's death due to, like... aggression driven by drugs, it was much more violent, like blunt force or stabbing that was done like rather rapidly and like aggressively.
Well, she just did it rather quietly.
Yes.
Like, she just like
the quick and silent strangulation that she used, it does not indicate like a
mental snap.
Yeah, exactly.
Like something drug fueled.
She also shows like no remorse for what she did. And if you are now off drugs
and you supposedly cared about all of those children because you didn't, like, you're like, I care about them enough to not want them to, like, grow up in a home like this.
Then you would show remorse for what you did.
Exactly. You're like, I feel bad that I had to kill them to do that. Yep. Like, that's different.
So, you know? In my opinion, her mental illness probably was a factor as to why, like, she showed no remorse. However, I don't think that that was the sole reason. I really do think that it has... come from her nature, and that she didn't care about these babies, and that she most likely killed them in cold blood. Like, I don't know why, but like, that's
well, that's the thing. Like, I was gonna say, like, maybe she just didn't want them,
yeah,
but like, why carry it to full term
exactly?
And then,
and
like, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if we'll ever know,
yeah,
and it upsets me. I want to know why, I want to know the reasoning well, behind exactly. what she did because it's so bizarre,
yeah,
and it's like. Megan continues, even today, to be a secretive person, and she hasn't given any other details. She did,
like, get sentenced on this, then?
I will go into that in a second. Hold on. We're, like, running out of time on the recording.
We're gonna stop this segment and then...
be right back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Second segment. We're good.
Okay, so, as I was saying, don't know if we'll ever know why she did this. Maybe one day she'll open up, but looking at her, like, pathology, I don't.
Just the way she is.
Yeah. So,
and, like, the fact that she had the capacity to, like...
lie about it for so long.
Well, the 7 pregnancies that, like, she killed, or the 1 miscarriage, and then, like, the other 3 that she still didn't tell anyone about. So that's, like, what, 10 total?
Yeah.
10 pregnancies, or more, that she just didn't tell anyone about.
And, like, I don't think that she'll ever open up for anything.
Yeah.
Or for anyone, really.
Like, that's... It's
insane.
Well, so, if she had the capacity to do that, she definitely has the capacity not to
tell talk people. About. Yeah. So now this is when I'm going to talk quickly about the charging of her crimes and like what she got sentenced to. So after her confession, they charged her with 6 counts of murder, and she was at risk because she is in Utah. She was at risk of facing the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
At first, she was like, "I want to fight the charges, ma'am."
Girl, you are guilty.
Yeah.
You confessed.
But then she was like, ah, shit, I guess I don't really have a case. And I don't want to die. I'm going to come back to that, actually. But she was like, yeah, I guess I kind of don't want to die. So she pleaded guilty in order to get the death penalty taken off the table.
Yeah.
But I think that that's odd, too, because when she first found out that the police were coming, she was like, give me a gun.
Yeah.
Like,
assuming that she wanted to kill herself. Yeah.
So, another switch in her behavior, which is just odd.
Well, the other, reason to maybe have a gun was to hurt, like, to go down in a shootout.
But it's, like, that doesn't...
But that also kind of has the end goal of, like...
It's, like, it's like, still suicide.
Death
but it's
by
police.
Police.
Yep. Like, suicide by police. police.
Yeah, because that can...
be a thing, too.
Yeah.
Especially with people who know they're going to go to prison.
Like, they're like, if I'm going to go down,
I'm going to go down shooting. Fighting. Yeah. So it's just weird. She's a very, like, bizarre person.
Yeah.
So then the judge sentenced her with the maximum sentence he could give her based on her crimes, which was 30 years to life. However, she does have the possibility of parole.
Okay.
However, it's, like, largely thought that she'll never get out of prison, as she isn't eligible for parole until she is 89.
Yeah.
So it's likely that she won't get out.
Yeah.
So today, she is still in prison for her crimes.
Damn.
And this case is just really unlike any other thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yes, you have people who kill children. Yes, you have people who, like, kill over a period of time and then stop.
Or, like, kill their own children.
Or kill their own children, but this is just...
it's so bizarre. Different. Yeah, it's so...
because these, like, are newborns.
It's so unique.
Yeah. And that's why I decided to do this case, because I started looking into it, and I was like,
what
the fuck?
Yeah. Well, because it's just odd.
It's just, like, different. And it makes me mad that we'll never know why she did it, because I think that could really shine a light into why this case is the way it is.
Yeah.
And it just, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what was running through her head and, like, the reasoning behind it, because then at least we could look at it and be like, well, maybe then it could be explained.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just kind of, like, there.
Yeah.
And so that is the case of Megan Huntsman and her 7 infants.
Well, 6, really, that
6
she killed.
6, really, that she killed. The 6 that she killed and the 1 stillborn.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Like, I don't know what you were expecting, because you didn't even know. I didn't tell her that it had to do with kids. I didn't tell her that it had to do with pregnancy.
I remember her talking about when she was researching, she was like, I can't find the age of the husband, so I immediately assumed she kills her husband. And I heard you talking about the husband today, and I was like, so she kills her husband. Like, that was what it was in my mind.
And then you were talking about, at the beginning, what's her name? Lucio. I can't remember the first name.
Yeah. Melissa Lucio.
And I almost went, that kind of connects.
Nope.
And then I didn't, because I wanted to see your genuine reaction.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a little weird that that's going on right now when I decided to do this case.
Yeah.
Or she was definitely guilty of it.
Yeah. And Melissa is not. Yeah.
But that is the case.
That's so crazy.
I know. It's just weird.
It's just bizarre.
And it's like, I don't know if it really, like, yeah, it's disturbing on some level, just because it does have to do with infants. But to me, it wasn't really, like,
it's not as, like,
gruesome.
It's more, like, just,
yeah,
like, interesting and shocking more.
Yeah, exactly. It was, like,
well, because she also didn't do, like, a very, like, grisly manner of death.
No.
Like, she just, it was, like, so, like,
it's just
quiet. And, like, casual. Because, like, every time she gave birth, it was so casual.
Yep.
Like, the whole thing to her just, like, it seems so, like, casual, you know? Like, she's just like, well, just, you know, normal. Gotta go do
it's
that.
Like a pattern of behavior, almost like having a routine schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's that. I don't know really how to end this. Because it's just weird, and it's not like I can wrap it up neatly.
Yeah, like, there's not really a good ending to that.
She's
one.
In prison. That's kind of it.
That's so crazy.
I'm watching Savannah just sit here processing it.
It's just odd.
I also would like to point out the fact that I was finishing up research for this in the middle of my school day, and people definitely looked over onto my computer screen to see the title of a documentary on YouTube called Woman Kills 6 Infants.
And they were like, what the hell is she doing?
Let's stay away from her.
Yeah, let's
recently,
walk away.
One of our friends learned about our podcast because I was researching this case, and I was like, I can't tell Savannah, so I'm gonna tell someone. And I was on the phone with him, and he was like, why? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I should probably, like, explain
why you're just researching this.
Researching this, otherwise you're gonna think, because he was like, hello? And I was like, oh, yeah, we run this thing. And he was like, oh, okay.
Sounds cool.
So if he's listening to this, hello. You know who you are.
But yeah, this case was
It was wild.
Interesting.
I'll definitely probably try it. I think it's good because you're following this one up with more of a supernatural.
Yeah, it's the one I'm doing next week. I guess I'll just do a reveal because I already talked about it on our Instagram. Yeah. If you don't follow our Instagram, go follow our Instagram. The Crime Chronicles Official on Instagram. Yes, thank you. That's us.
yes, thank you.
Over 300 followers now.
Yeah.
Like three, almost 350. So, yeah.
Pretty sick.
And then, but yeah, so next week I'll be doing the Dyatlov Pass incident. I'm 99% sure that's how you pronounce it. It's set in, like, the Soviet Union, like, so, like,
that makes Russia. Sense. It sounds Russian.
All of the names I will be not pronouncing correctly next week, just so you all know. Woo-hoo! I will attempt, but yeah, it's just a lot more, like, theories, because it's not, it's like, very proven. Gruesome, but it's, no definite thing has been concluded.
So hopefully it's just, like, a little switch from the thing that I just brought upon all of you
it's
today. A little,
it's very different from this. It's very different.
And it's, like, this case, like, I apologize, because it's just weird, and it's also just, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's so...
And it's, like, you have closure, but you also just don't.
Don't, but you also don't, because you don't know what happened, really. Yeah,
so you're... Sorry.
I apologize. That
was... I just thought it was one that needed to be done.
So. Well, yeah.
For crazy. Those of you who wanted Megan Knight, I will. Eventually.
Megan Knight? Catherine Knight.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Catherine Knight.
I'm having a hard time today, if you can't tell. I will do Catherine Knight eventually. Probably won't be my next episode, so it'll probably be closer to, like, a month out.
But yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll get some episodes going for you guys and hopefully be more consistent.
But yeah.
But, yeah, we say that every week.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be more consistent, and then we never
are.
It's,
like, a month, and you're like, where did they go? It's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Follow us on Spotify, and right now we're on Anchor, Spotify, and Stitcher. And,
yeah.
Hopefully we're going to be on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts soon. Hopefully. So if those are your more regular podcast listening places, don't worry. That will be soon.
Oh, it's in the works.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
But make sure to go listen to our other episodes.
Yeah.
Too, if you haven't, because they're kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, we're cool like that.
We're just kind of sick people. Anyways, thank you for listening.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.